The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au and thanks to Aquis, Queensland's largest stallion facility, standing 16 world-credentialed stallions. Visit aquisfarm.com. Now, Chris, give back with a Mac. This McCappy Day is tomorrow, Saturday, November 13. $2 from every Big Mac sold, including Mac delivery, goes towards helping seriously ill children and their families through RMHC, Ronald McDonald House Charities. Mac delivery is available in selected locations. Now, out of the... Sorry, you were going to say something?
I've got my socks.
Yep.
There's no, I don't need an excuse to go to Macca's, except I've just gone on a diet, so it's going to be very difficult to get that past the boss.
Well, out of the blue yesterday, I watched a 30 for 30 short, and it was about the former owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And unbeknownst to me, in the middle of this 30 for 30 doco, was revealed that he was the one that built the first Ronald McDonald House.
It's gone on from there.
Yeah, 350 or something, they were saying, across the world.
That's a great idea.
And yeah, so I thought that was a bit spooky. McCappy Day today, and we've been
small world,
you know, talking about it for a couple of weeks. And here's this doco that I just said, oh, what's this one? And I hadn't seen it before, and bang, there you go. So, yeah, McCappy Day tomorrow, Big Macs, $2 for every Big Mac goes towards RMHC. Follow, fold, or forgive. Now, I reckon you've done this deliberately this week to pick some horses that are very hard to pronounce. Beck and Lenny.
Beck and Lenny's trained down on the Gold Coast by Les Kelly. Now, went around in race three at Eagle Farm last Saturday, a race where there wasn't a lot of pace, and Beck and Lenny went forward early and found a good spot for Michael Carl, but unfortunately some runs came from the back and the horse got shuffled back and basically was near enough to last on the home turn. But I did like the way he did found the line in the straight. He was only beaten officially 0.8 of a length. Now, he'd brought that Gold Coast form to town. He won his last couple at the Gold Coast, and he wasn't far away from winning that race on Saturday. So something similar for him. I think he can get away with a win in town. So Beck and Lenny
is a follow.
Yes.
Veta Velocita
went around in race number five, the race won by Ragin. Again, this was a trot and canter, this race. Ragin went to the front, never going to lose. Veta Velocita, now I like the way they ride her out the back. I think she's a better horse ridden cold. She was again, and she made ground in the straight. She made good ground, but then when that sprint home came into effect, she was basically no chance because they just dashed away from her. But she was only beaten three lengths. I thought that was a good run under the circumstances. So certainly a follow is Veta Velocita.
Tumbler Ridge.
Well, he was very, very good in the last race. We know that 1,200, probably a little bit short for him. He drew 12 of 12. He was wide from the 700-metre mark and ran on very well into fourth spot. Jaden Lloyd rode for Steve O'Day and Matty Hoisted. He'll be winning a race this campaign without a doubt.
And Ambitious Spirit.
One of Tony Gollan's went around on debut at the Sunshine Coast last Sunday. Trialled at Deegan. Now, the trial was good, ran on well at the end of 1,050. So the 1,000 metres on debut was always going to be a little bit short. The money came, though. Plenty of support for Ambitious Spirit, but as I thought, was a little bit too short. The leader got away with it in front. Ambitious Spirit was charging home at the right end of the race. So a little bit further for him next time around. He won't be long in winning.
Four follows.
We're very positive here at the Punters, mate, Mark. No negativity. So four follows, no forgives.
And we can actually update, for those that missed the first part of the show, we can update Garibaldi.
Yes, he'll run around in the Swiss Ace Plate at the Sunshine Coast next Saturday afternoon over 1,000 metres.
With Ben Thompson on board?
Ben Thompson. Hopefully
we're going to follow or follow?
Yes. Oh, we're going to follow for sure.
Okay.
Off his trial.
So there's Garibaldi.
And I think he's a better horse when he's fresh. So first couple of runs in might be the best for him.
And our Queensland Rogues horse that myself heals.
Which one? You own about 20
Well, it's six at the moment. We've got another four on the way. And Brixie.
Thanks again.
Goodbye tomorrow. We'll talk about the big goodbye a little bit later.
Tipped him to win. So,
oh, no.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Jinx. It's a shocker. So Leah Kilner on board. Oh, gee. Okay. Righto. Now, time to talk to, we had a good chat earlier with Tom Dougal, the trainer of Go Wanji. Time to talk with another one of our trainers, a little bit closer to home here in southeast Queensland.
We're going to speak, of course, Mark, to Lauren Abbott. Now, Lauren doesn't have a lot of horses in work, but she probably is, and Lauren won't agree with me here, the hardest working trainer in Queensland. Is that right, Lauren?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
Well, you know, I suppose I'm backwards and forwards all day from the stables, but I don't know if I'm the hardest worker. I think there's there's plenty of hard workers around there, especially the country trainers that got to drive so many hours to the race meetings. I think I'm glad I don't have their job.
Well, Lauren, we met Lauren a couple of years ago. I'll just quickly run through this story, Mark. I was actually at Eagle Farm, first time doing some work for racing.com. So it was myself and it was a cameraman, Lindsay, and we did not know where to go, what to do, anything. And all of a sudden, this lady trots up on the back of a horse. We didn't know who she was. And she told us where to go in the nicest possible way, not the way that you'd suggest that talk to me. Nicest possible way. She helped us out and she was the nicest person, and that was Lauren. So we haven't forgotten that. And Lauren actually remembers it too, which really does surprise me. I thought it would be way, way down in her list of things to remember. But no, she was terrific that day. So you had a good winner a couple of weeks ago. You've got a good overall strike rate. Lauren, how many horses do you have in the stable?
10's about the limit that I have. Well, 10 is the limit, actually, because I still have a dual license, a jockey trainer license, and we still have to battle with Hurick about having how many horses we can have in work, and 10 is the limit that you're allowed to have.
And tell us...
Don't ask me how much Bill Payne gets on, but anyway.
I won't ask that then. I won't ask. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background.
I'm actually originally from Warrnambool, so Terang actually, and when I decided I wanted to be a jockey, it's obviously pretty hard in Victoria, so I moved up to North Queensland and I did most of my apprenticeship up there. I've got a piece of paper that says I'm a journalist as well. I did a journalism degree while I did my apprenticeship up in Townsville, so that sort of was what that made the move sort of to Brisbane. I had a job in advertising as well, so I always sort of did. I've always had a dual license, I guess you would call it, but it's a different thing. So I used to work in advertising, and then I just sort of ride, you know, sort of part time when I moved down here. It was sort of a bit of a hobby, I suppose.
So did you ride in many races
down here?
Yeah.
I didn't work this. I think Mark Oberhart came up. He worked that one day. I think I rode 300 winners or so as a jockey. So most of those were probably up north. But yeah, look, I rode a fair share of winners down here when I moved down. So it obviously riding wasn't my main priority, and my advertising job. I used to work for the Queensland Racing Magazine, so I used to do the advertising promotion for that. So that was sort of my main job when I was down here, and then. I've always ridden track work. I've never stopped riding track work and just sort of, you know, right. And even now, like, I know I've got a dual license, but it's more so just for a bit of an emergency. And mainly, as I said, when I go north, and I obviously haven't been north for the last 2 years because of COVID. So it was more so if I get stuck and I can't get a jockey to ride 54 kilos, I'm a lightweight, so I can sort of just get on myself and ride it, and it's no drama.
What's tougher, riding or training, Lauren?
I think riding's tougher. I like the training aspect so much more because, you know, I have an equestrian background, so I used to struggle when I first started race riding because you can go out and you can practice your dressage as much as you like, and you can go out and do your tests, and it comes down to how much you practice on race day. It's a different kettle of fish as soon as the gates open. You know, yes, it comes down to your skill, but it also comes down to luck as well. And sometimes if luck's not on your side, you know, it's too bad and you can't win. So I find, you know, I know we don't have, you know, you still need some luck with training as well, but I find, you know, I'm quite meticulous with my horses of what needs to be done with them leading up to a race and what sort of work they need to have under their belts. And I like that because you can feel like you've gone into the races and you're well prepared.
Now, you had an Eagle Farm winner recently in Nikki Tricks, a new addition to the stable. How did you pick her up?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping I'm going to beat the the big goodbye anyway tomorrow.
But, yeah, me too.
You'll upset Ian Healy and Paddy Welsh if you do that too, you know, Lauren.
Well, that was... So the owners, Steve and Vicky, they just rang me up out of the blue. Now, they obviously saw some footage of me working horses at the beach, and they said they thought that would be good for their horse. So they just pretty much rang me up out of the blue and said, look, Nikki's got to the stage now where she needs to sort of race at the metropolitan meetings, and obviously Jenny trains for Port Macquarie, so it's a big trip for horses to go to Sydney and back. for runs, and they wanted to send her up. So I was a bit shocked, but I was like, I'm definitely not going to say no, and that's how she sort of ended up in the stables.
And look, you knocked over Tony Gollan's Salatine, who I think we were all thinking was going to win that recent race. Nikki Tricks basically raced Salatine and just pulled clear of it early in the straight and raced away to score. Were you expecting that?
Well, it was hard to say I was expecting it. Like, she had stellar form, and I was quite shocked that she was, well, I wasn't shocked that she was the price that she was. Most of my horses, I don't know, people obviously think I can't train or whatever, but they usually blow out late anyway, and you'll find, you know, if Gollan or Van Dyke or someone like that, their horses are always going to be shorter, but I probably didn't expect her to be that price. I'd literally only done one sort of piece of fast work on her, and it wasn't even, you know, like I wasn't out there to break any records. I was just sort of, you know, going through the paces, doing a bit of three-quarter pace, maybe a little bit quicker up the straight just to give her a little bit of, fitness going into it. So I didn't really know too much about her, but obviously watched her replays, and Jenny, I'd spoken to Jenny, and Jenny had given her a big rap, So, you know, Jenny's no mug. She knows what she's talking about.
I'm not cut out for this because you're a chance here, Lauren. Chris is the expert. So whenever we speak to someone, I sort of feel as though we get to know them and we follow, and I'd love you to win. Mm-hmm. But the big goodbye is one of ours with the Racing League.
And love being a bridesmaid, Bob.
Yeah. And yeah. Now we want to follow Nikki Tricks. But I've also noticed in the same race, Steph Thornton's on Salatine. What are we going to do?
Nikki Tricks just
see, Steph's on
disposed of Salatine last start.
Really?
Oh yeah, easy.
I don't think Salatine will go around.
Oh, it'll be
in
scratched.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that saves me something.
I think they said if it was going to be wet, and look, we've had a lot of rain. I saw them out doing the penetrometer reading there before, and it'll be in the heavy range.
Well, it was.
I don't know.
It was heavy nine, heavy eight early this morning, and it's gone to a heavy nine already.
So now I've got to see. I want the big goodbye to win. I want you to win, and I want Steph to win, and it can't happen.
You've got one other runner on the day at Doomben, and that's One Strike in race number six.
Now, big odds too, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why? I know Jimmy Orman's a favourite of yours. Did he have the opportunity to ride this horse? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Oh, yeah, you can, because I blow up all the time. Jimmy and I are great friends, and he comes over and helps me. He's got a real interest in training as well, so he always likes to know what the horses are doing. And I already, he didn't want to ride Nikki. Oh, well, his manager didn't want to ride Nikki because he obviously riding one of Gollum's the other day. So he missed out there. And look, yeah, Jimmy will even tell you himself. He loves Norm, but... I think he's riding one of Gollum's, isn't he, in that race as well.
He's riding one of Michael Costa's in that race, actually. She can sing.
Oh, sorry, that horse. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, he rides a lot for Costa, and he rides a lot. He stay and get rides for Gollum. So they're big stables. They have big numbers. So it's, you understand when the jockeys are trying to, get rides for those big stables, they're not going to knock them back, are they, for someone that's got eight horses in work?
Lauren, thank you so much for your time. A wonderful story, and now you've enlightened me, and I'll keep an eye out. And, Quinella, it'd be nice, the big goodbye, and Nikki Sticks. And his step.
Does he like a wet track, the big goodbye?
He does. Okay. Yeah, he does.
See,
he
we've
does.
Only just bought, well, we've only just bought in Heels, Patty, and I, Dixie. So, yeah. Okay, so there you go. We'll keep an eye. Thanks so much for your time. It's been great talking to you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Lauren Abbott there, and that's a dilemma now, Chris.
See, that's the thing, you get too many of these contacts, you don't know who to go for.
She sounds a lovely lady.
She is.
Up against the big goodbye and Steph in the one race.
Yeah.
Hopefully. No. Well,
scratchings might help you.
No, I don't want Steph's horse to be scratched either. I can't handle this. We better take a break. Other side of the break, we'll get your tips for Toowoomba and your weekend forecast as well. This is the Punters Mate for Racing Queensland. Queensland is racing. The action continues right across the Sunshine State this week. Visit racingqueensland.com.au and Aquis, Australia's leading stallion facility.